In many American cities, gun homicides are on the decline. But Durham, North Carolina, saw its homicides rise in 2019, leaving residents to cope with what they feel is chronic violence. As Guns in America's Aditi Banlamudi reports, the new year has provided the community a chance to reflect and recommit to a less violent future.
Let's pray. O Lord, our God, how excellent thy name in all the...
Many in Durham are still raw from a particularly violent year. The shooting death of a 9-year-old boy back in August hit the community especially hard. But it was just one of 37 homicides in Durham last year, a 20% increase from 2018.
We have to stick together, be together, love one another.
Keisha Gray is speaking at a vigil to honor all 37 lives at the Southside Church of Christ.
This is not normal. Normal is growing old.
The majority of the violence has been happening in areas east and south of downtown Durham. It's more densely populated and removed from the wealthier parts of town. It's here that Gray and her coworker David Johnson have gathered a few dozen people on a cloudy and cold Monday evening to remember those they've lost and to share their stories.
We're losing everybody, not only to death, but to the penitentiary.
Both Gray and Johnson work for Bull City United, a community outreach program run through Durham County's Department of Public Health. Johnson is what's called a violence interrupter.
Like, just say I'm in the community and something transpires and an individual wants to go out and commit a violent crime. I would actually sit down with him and let him know, like, the pros and cons of what his actions will lead to. Like, and 9 times out of 10, that helps people make better decisions.
Johnson grew up in this part of town and used to be in a gang, so he feels he's better able to establish a relationship with those in the community who might turn to violence.
We're people from those communities. We're people that people already know and trust, like that's going out trying to change our lives and also trying to change the lives of other people.
According to the county's Department of Public Health, the number of shootings in neighborhoods that work with Bull City United in Durham's east and south side is down 28% over 2 years from when the program started in 2016. Johnson and his team target the few people who pick up a gun and plan to hurt someone with it. Thomas Apt, a senior research fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School, says this is the right tactic.
We need to make sure that we provide these individuals with a balanced range of incentives to help them change their behavior.
And it's not just Durham. More than 25 cities across the country have adopted this method. Part of Johnson's mission is to help find employment for people who only turn to violence to get by. In most cities, the approach is effective, but Apt says it takes communities and cops.
I've been working in this field now for 20 years or so, and I'm not aware of any city that has simply arrested their way out of urban violence or simply programmed their way out of urban violence.
The violence not only contributes to loss of life, it leaves a lasting mark on the community, feeding the cycle of violence. Ernestine Briggs King is a psychologist in Durham and often sees patients dealing with PTSD and other symptoms of trauma.
So we see a lot of different responses that kids may have to keep their brothers and sisters safe. They may start carrying weapons. They may join a gang.
And she says worrying about how to keep themselves safe cuts into time they can spend learning, playing, and getting to be a kid. Violence interrupter David Johnson says his job can be brutal, especially when someone he works with gets arrested or shot. But that won't stop him.
So I never stop. The goal is, like, even if you don't hear me today, maybe you'll hear me tomorrow. Like, so that's always the goal. So we never stop. As a group, we never stop.
The vigil you heard earlier has become an unfortunate but cathartic annual tradition in Durham. It kicks off a year when Johnson says he will not only need to spend one-on-one time with those most at risk in Durham, but the community will have to come together to make a positive change. For Guns in America, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.